domestic violence cases can be among the most difficult to prosecute. Offenders and victims can sometimes slip through the cracks. Upper Arlington has developed a special court which tries to stop domestic violence at the start and settle issues outside the traditional court system. Sometimes, an incident is different than what it appears. Take this case, as described by Upper Arlington Criminal Justice Program Administrator Joe Rausch.
For example, one of the first cases we ever dealt with, a young man was with his family. They were down watching a Blue Jackets game. They stopped and have dinner, some beverages after the game was over.
When they got home, the young man threatened his parents and tore up his house. His parents called the police and they charged him with domestic violence. But Rausch says further investigation revealed a hidden factor.
As it turns out, it appears as though somebody had slipped something into his drink, thinking that it was his sister's drink.
Normally, in a case like this, the man's parents would have dropped the charges, and police would be powerless to do anything more to prevent future incidents.
We wouldn't have an opportunity to explore his background. Was there a problem with this young man? Is there a substance abuse problem? Something along those lines? Are we missing something?
Instead, the man entered the city's new domestic violence diversion program. He went through assessments and counseling. Rausch declined to give the man's name, but says the man has not been involved in domestic violence since the first incident. Upper Arlington does not have a big domestic violence problem, but Rausch says the 8-year-old diversion program is valuable.
It's not necessarily a need to have it here. It's just a good option to have an exercise.
People who go through the program have to be first-time offenders, and the offense has to be minor.
No weapons could be used in the act of violence. Visible injuries, no threats of violence, that kind of stuff.
If defendants complete the program, their case is dismissed at the next hearing. It costs $100 to participate. Ohio Domestic Violence Network Director Nancy Nealon supports programs like this. She says the more accountability, the better, when it comes to domestic violence diversion programs.
The more people that you can have eyes on that behavior for a while, the better off you're going to be. You know, so it includes not just the counseling program, but the court, the probation officer.
For her, that's at least a year.
Anything less than a year is not probably worth talking about.
Upper Arlington's program length varies case to case, according to Rausch.
I think it would be a good tool to have for other jurisdictions because I'm sure, you know, Arlington's not unique in the fact that we have, you know, a handful of cases and maybe one or two of those cases just really don't need to be in the system.
The Franklin County Municipal Court handles thousands of domestic violence cases a year. It does not have a similar diversion program. Judge Andrea Peoples says if the program is effective in Upper Arlington, she would like to see ways to roll it out across the state.
And anything that we can do to take non-traditional domestic violence out of that pool so that we can focus more on situations where there's more immediate or grave danger, the better.
So far, Rausch says Upper Arlington's program has a 100% success rate. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.